The 21-year-old Cosimo DiNardo sat still as a statue as the graphic details of his crimes were read and his family members gave tearful accounts of their losses, vivid descriptions including one of the victims, Tom Mayo. Already shot, screaming, injured on the ground, DiNardo stood over him and tried to shoot him with a rifle, but when the gun wouldn't fire, he got into a backhoe and ran him over. After the murders, DiNardo and his co-defendant and cousin, Sean Kratz, went for cheesesteaks, then went home and showered. Mayo's mother, in a flash of anger, turned to DiNardo, cursing at him, telling him it's taking everything for her not to kill him right now, recounting how awful it must have been when her son, already wounded, heard that backhoe driving toward him. DiNardo's cousin and co-defendant, Sean Kratz, is scheduled to plead guilty later this afternoon. In Doylestown, Jim Melwert, KYW News Radio.